This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To all the truckers that are out there in the warehouse and everybody else that's working right now on the Third Watch, doing whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Jim Warchuk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
Time to say the pledge. You ready, sir?
We are ready. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm going to start talking about whatever on earth it is that's going on at Fort Hood, Texas. We've got 14 military officers and NCOs that are being either replaced or court-martialed or reassigned to other locations, including the two-star general who was there. What on earth is going on at Fort Hood, Texas?
It's what we call a bad policy climate, where things have just totally gotten out of hand, essentially saying there's a pretty large and sizable element of corruption. And as you're aware, in the military, you have entities and organizations that do investigations to combat that kind of corruption and poor leadership, and even that element is pretty corrupt. So the Army has decided enough is enough. You know, there's been widespread harassment going on base, widespread sexual assaults, and even murder. And so it just got to the point where we can't have that within a U.S. military unit, especially a base the size of Fort Hood. So that's what's going on.
Wow. Unbelievable. But hopefully they'll get it straightened around and things will get better quicker rather than later. Now, the other thing is, and this was astounding to find out, that Eric Swalwell, the mouth of the West, the wannabe presidential candidate who went after Donald Trump, Russia, 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 and all that sort of stuff, is now in big trouble himself because apparently he was in bed literally with the enemy. His girlfriend was a former Chinese spy who has since slipped the country and gone back to China because she was found out about, but she was apparently getting it on with a couple of mayors that were in California, and she was gaining whatever information she was gaining, helped him go from a city councilman to a congressman with fundraising events and this, that, and the other and all that. And, of course, my theory is when, or my thought on that is this guy is on the House Intel Committee. Why the hell is he still there?
Well, not for long, and myself and a number of people are asking every single person, wherever you live in the country, call your district congressperson and ask them to call for his immediate resignation. And, you know, he needs to be removed from Congress ASAP. I mean, off the Intel Committee and out of Congress ASAP. We can't have any of this going on. And as much as he's dragged Donald Trump through for 4 years with all his antics, to be caught red-handed doing this, mm-hmm. he needs to be out immediately. He's got no excuse.
No, I totally agree with you on that one, because this is just unbelievable. When I heard this, I read the story and I checked it out, and then I saw that this woman was involved with two other up-and-coming politicians in California, mayors, and she did the same thing with all of them. But the longest period of time she was with somebody was with Swalwell, and you got to know that he was feeding her information and vice versa. Plus, he got a lot of money, financial help from some interests that were questionable, some of whom probably were from China.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so typical, and, you know, what goes around comes around, and it has come back to bite him, and he needs to go.
Mm-hmm. So you won't get any arguments from any of us here. By the way, huge news yesterday for General Flynn. Judge Sullivan finally dismissed the case as being moot because of the Trump pardon. We all knew that to begin with. He made some idle threats. They were strictly idle. But I know there was a huge movement afoot to get Judge Sullivan either recalled or impeached that was working its way through the system.
Yeah. Total conduct unbecoming of a federal judge, and how he handled that above and beyond his responsibility of a judge. And, his big thing I think that he didn't realize got him in trouble was the fact that he said he was going to try to overturn President Trump's pardon, which yep. would be totally illegal and contemptible.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Pennsylvania lawsuit that was dismissed last night. Congressman Mike Kelly and our friend veteran Sean Parnell running for Congress. We'll get right back to that and more. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. You know, the brand new 2021 Rogues are in right now at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. And the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the all-new intelligent all-wheel drive. And boy, is that something. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know this because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service that you get from Moss Nissan. Now, remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here, because Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value package that makes servicing your vehicle a breeze, too. Now, there's over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. And remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active duty, military, and first responders on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River in Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Just visit them online, Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because that's going to save you a bunch of money, too. If you do that, tell them the Captain sent you, and you will save even more money than what you thought you were going to. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warchuk, who is from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He is the chairman there, and good luck on your upcoming election, sir.
Appreciate that. Yep. We got to move forward, support the president, and keep America as American as it can be.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Now, we got to talk about Pennsylvania here because there's a little bit of a misnomer about what happened last night. The mainstream media all of a sudden said, well, President Trump has lost his colleagues and they're challenging Pennsylvania, blah, 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 blah. Well, the Supreme Court did reject the Trump allies' bid coming from Congressman Mike Kelly and candidate Sean Parnell to toss the Pennsylvania absentee ballots, but this Pennsylvania legal case is far from over because Texas entered into the mix and sued not only Pennsylvania, but Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. They are on the docket on the Supreme Court to be heard. The Attorney General from Texas, Mr. Paxton, is going to argue that case along with, and I do believe, Senator Ted Cruz has been mentioned as a possible person who may get involved in that case, too, because it's his home state, Texas. And we've had some other states join the bandwagon and also get in on this lawsuit.
Yeah, let's remember there's two issues here. As you said, there's the one that Sean Parnell and them put in. Now, the important thing is it's not completely tossed out.
Right.
The Supreme Court only denied the emergency injunctive relief aspect of it in the order. It didn't deny what we call a full writ, which means it's still pending and it could still be heard and quite possibly will be heard. So, you know, these are some of these legal, you know, loopholes that you've got to go through. So, people just need to be aware of that. It's still pending. It's not totally out. The other one is the one brought forward by Texas and we saw a number, I think it's up to about 10 other states that have joined with Texas in that to go after Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan. And that I think is going to get full steam ahead and we'll see what happens today on that. I sense, more states will join on that. I was glad to see Florida jumped in on that too. So
right.
There's two lawsuits, so to speak, going on here, and how you look at them, you got to keep them separate.
Right. And I would like to say good morning to everybody in the chat room, the captain's group, as well as to the Godfather George. And he's saying good morning to both you and me, Colonel Jim. So good morning back to him.
Good morning, George.
Yeah. Now, moving along here. Yesterday, we found out some, and again, this is really mind-boggling news. I mean, you find out about this stuff, and I don't know why we didn't know about it to begin with, but the Fulton County Commission accepted a $6.3 million grant from the Zuckerberg-funded Safe Elections Project. Nobody said a word, didn't find out about it till yesterday.
Yeah, this is where we're seeing a lot of the big tech companies and other corporate entities out there that are getting involved behind the scenes, just doing so, putting in millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, that's how the Democrat Party is working it with those big corporations to fund the kind of things that we're seeing that happen that caused the outcome that we saw on November 3rd. And so that's another thing that needs to be addressed, and I'm not sure how you go about that, but those kind of that kind of involvement and influence has to be stopped in the political realm of things.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask you a question. I am aware of who this individual is. I'm also aware of his service record and some things that have some questions in my mind, but General Lloyd Austin, did you serve under him, sir?
Yeah, I worked at CENTCOM. He was the chief of staff at the time when he was a two-star, so I know General Austin pretty well. I haven't seen him in a number of years, but yeah, I know General Austin.
Well, multiple Senate Democrats are already saying they will not support Joe Biden's Pentagon pick of retired General Lloyd Austin due to the clause and the fact that it hasn't been 7 years since he's been out of the military. That's number one. But number two, he had some real problems with Syria and with the buildup of ISIS, where it was $500 million, $500 million that was given under his tutelage to train a bunch of Syrian rebels to fight ISIS, and they got a total of six with that $500,000.
Yeah, that was one of the big problems. We were looking at that. Then I was out of the military, but I was working with a group that was looking into that. You know, we don't have enough time to talk about it, but, you know, this was the deal where the State Department said, this is the group you'll train. And even our special forces who were training them and said, no, you can't train these guys. This group was the, Syrian Democratic Force that turned out to be the communist entity of the Kurds. And that all kind of unraveled, but he was against it. But the real thing they're trying to challenge on, probably because of that, but because of the waiver that is necessary for him to serve as Secretary of Defense, with less than 7 years between his terminating service, retiring. So they tried that with, Mattis, and Trump got a waiver for it, and the Democrats are leery about doing that again.
Yeah, well, Mattis went in there and just kicked you-know-what when it came to ISIS. That was his forte,
right.
That was his mission, and he did it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Now, the other thing is, we had and again, this is, I guess, a sign of the times. A New York State judge has now ordered a vote, a re-canvass vote, of the Brindisi-Tenney House race. That's the one that was decided by 12 votes to correct the Elections Board errors. I don't know what errors they're talking about, but this sounds to me like the Democrats are trying to create votes again.
Sounds exactly like it, and it's a leftist New York State judge who's ordering that, and he sees the opportunity where perhaps there's some votes they can find to overturn the outcome of that election.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you, and we'll finish up with this, did you happen to hear about the prominent U.S. Cybersecurity firm FireEye, who said that they had been hacked by some foreign government with world-class capabilities? They broke into a network, stole tools that it uses to probe the defenses of thousands of customers that include federal, state, and local government employees.
Well, it's, you know, we could probably narrow it down to about a half dozen countries who have that capability. But that's going to be a big thing in the years to come, you know, cybersecurity with the technology that's out there. And, you know, what we saw within our election alone with regard to what countries can do. So we'll keep posted on that.
All right, Colonel. Well, you have yourself a great week. I look forward to talking to you next week. And again, good luck on your election Thursday night. And stay low, my friend.
Take care, Matt. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Colonel Jim Warshak, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Also a retired United States Air Force colonel. And I'll be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback on the program.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. KLSA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's called a bill of complaints. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court for President Trump's ongoing election challenge. Trump lawyer Jordan Sokolow on Newsmax TV explains the Supreme Court is involved now because it's state versus state.
The court didn't just take this and issue an order denying it or something like that, or maybe coming up with opinions later on tomorrow. They are requiring these four states to actively respond by Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time to the allegations in this bill of complaint. And that's different than most court cases at the Supreme Court, because this is a case of original jurisdiction where the court has that original jurisdiction in the Constitution because it is state versus state.
We'll stay on top of this breaking development. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
Now, their telephone number 24/7 is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. Call that number 24/7, and they will be more than happy to help you out and see what they can do to take care of your legal problems. Now, Farah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. The website is farahandfarah.com. Phone number again, 877-245-6707. So, there you go. Check them out. Now, again, Eric Swalwell. not the brightest, but brightest light bulb on the block. He had it going with a female Chinese student who turned out to be a Chinese spy, alleged Chinese spy, because she was never charged because she skipped the country and went back to China after it was found out that she was not only having an affair with him, but also with at least two California mayors. Now, she was there, and I'll use this polite phrase, she was their honeypot. And she had romantic ties and spent a lot of time and lived in and was the girlfriend and this, that, and the other of Swalwell, congressman. You heard Colonel Jim and I talk about the fact that he's on the House Intel Committee, not should not be on it. And you should call your congressman or woman and say, hey, get Swalwell the hell off the Intel Committee. He doesn't belong to be there. That's what you should do. And let it go over that and see what happens. Now, don't forget that he was the big Russian hoaxer with everything that was going on, too. You know, the president of Russia, and all that stuff. So don't forget that either. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Good morning. Is this Brandon?
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right. I'm talking about this. I started out talking about Eric Swalwell here, the Chinese spy. Kind of hard to believe that we got somebody that's stupid enough that lived with a Chinese alleged Chinese agent and was on the House Intel Committee in the same breath. They can do a lot of damage there, can't they?
Oh, yeah, and it's pretty sad to see how they're infiltrated. You know, we've kind of known that they were infiltrating the universities, but to see that it's right, you know, firsthand in California through the different houses in the state, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, now I got a question for you. I had somebody ask me a question, and I couldn't answer it, and I said, well, you were coming on today, so maybe you could answer it for them. They want to know how much money you can get from a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, reverse mortgages are a pretty niche real estate. What it does, it allows for seniors to access equity in their home. And it was developed by the Reagan administration, and it depends on how much equity you have in the property, and the age that you have to be to qualify, I believe, is 62. So it depends on how much equity you have and how old you are. It's a sliding scale, and it allows you to access, you know, depending on how much equity you have.
I suppose that's a question, but I'm still sitting there wondering what the dollar amount is. So whatever the equity is.
Yeah.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Gonna be, so the loan to value, you know, like the loan to value depends on your age. And I'm not sure if it's credit score driven, but so for example, like if you're 62, maybe they allow you to go up to like 80% value of your property. You know, but if you're 75, then maybe you're allowed to go to 90% value of your equity, your property. You know, leaving that 10% because they're counting on appreciation. So it's a reverse mortgage. But yeah, we've got that would be a good question for Diane Vance with Fairway Independent Mortgage. I can refer any listeners to her, and she can give you more details and specifics.
All right, now. Yesterday, there was one of these back page announcements that came out talking about mortgages and talking about the fact that mortgages had now reached an all-time high number in terms of the amount of money being lent to people. Mortgages were up to $4.4 trillion.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of activity, you know, with the climate right now, the real estate climate, if you think about the pricing, and it's going to, of course, vary state by state, but if you think about the overall rate that people are paying, you got 40 to 50 year lows on mortgage rates. So the access to money is super low, or cheap, and that's making more and more people access it. And then you get into the question of, are they going to refinance and pull out equity, or maybe pay off some unsecured credit card debt, try to reduce the overall household interest rate? Or are they doing those for purchases? Are people buying second homes? So it's kind of, it's almost like the story of the haves and the have-nots right now. You know, some businesses are doing very well, and some, as we've seen with the bar owners and restaurant owners, are struggling for their lives, their livelihoods. So that kind of leads us to the next question that I researched a little bit, Matt, is the foreclosure moratorium.
Yeah.
You know, in the state of Florida, you know, the Federal Housing Finance Agency announced that it's extending the foreclosure and eviction ban through January 31st of 2021. And that moratorium applies to Fannie Mae bagged mortgages. So for single family units. But other states have their own rules. And, you know, being based here in Tampa Bay and Florida, you know, that's pretty much what I researched for today's call in. But you know, a lot of people are renting, and, you know, in the state of Florida, you know, they are able to be evicted. So it's a challenging time right now.
The problem with the renters, and I'm looking right here at the story, about 12 million renters owe over $5,000 each in past due rent and are facing immediate eviction.
Yeah, that's scary. You know, that's scary. And that's where I think the federal government has failed us, and our politicians have failed us, because, you know, if they're taking away the right to work and the ability for businesses to operate, you know, the trickle-down effect is going to be to the waitresses, to the cooks, to the, you know, all, everybody involved. They needed to give people money, and Pelosi failed to do that over these last 7 months, as we well know.
Well, there is a proposal that came out yesterday, kind of late in the day, that didn't really make the papers. It will today, though. And that is that the Republicans, in order to try to get this COVID stimulus relief thing going, is they've added another $600 per person in terms of relief money, COVID relief money, to try to stimulate this project and get it out there, because Pelosi last week chose, of all things, to go with legalizing marijuana on federal property.
Yeah, exactly. That, and, you know, and just the blatant disregard for the family and the people that are in need of money right now. And then, of course, attaching it on a pork to earlier versions caused the delay. And I believe it was mostly all on Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of houses, again, are being bought by not people that want to live in them, but being bought by investors. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, there's going to be a certain percentage of investors that are investing in real estate because they know that it's going to be improving, increasing in value. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, your website is realestateqb.com. Is that correct?
ConsumerQB.
Consumer. Okay, ConsumerQB.com. All right, and here comes the music. It's going to cover us up, so I will be talking to you again next week, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All righty. That's Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback. So it's ConsumerQB.com. ConsumerQB.com, his website. Check it out, and I'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's our pal Donna Fiducia. She's up there right now working, I'm sure, in the stable at the D&D Double D Ranch right there, Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah there at Fort Benning, Georgia. And hope everybody tonight is waking up to a good mood. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores who don't want to do this, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, if you stop by and you see Jill and the gang in the store, remember that all military and first responders also get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Their number again is 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. After all, money is not growing on trees these days, is it? You know, I wanted to read you another email. I got all kinds of emails last week, and I actually chose eight of them. And here's one of them right now that I'm going to read before I go to my caller that just called. It says, and this is from Portland, Maine, one of our new listeners in Portland, Maine. The initials are SSP. So good morning, SSP in Portland, Maine. Sent me an email. Said, God, who began a good work in America, is not about to abandon us now as long as there's a remnant who prays and repents. And that's been happening in various circles, small and large. President Trump was covered in prayer every day by many. On September 26, over 70,000 people gathered in Washington to pray and repent for America. So fear not, we are about to see God's righteousness prevail, and there will be a great harvest. Okay, well, SSP, we will soon know, won't we? Because December 14th is like D-Day when it comes to all the stuff going on here, coming up with the president. All right, let me go over to the phone real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for your call to Eric and Seminole. Real quick regarding Eric Swalwell and Representative Swalwell and stuff. Now, this cat is on the Congressional or the U.S. Congress Intelligence Committee.
That's right.
So, and you also have Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
That's right.
Correct? You got two knuckleheads with direct ties, links, whether knowing or unknowing, connections to the Communist Chinese Party and their, let's just say, espionage activity, if you will. Now, Swalwell was set up, I'm not saying set up, wrong choice words, but for the vernacular, was set up with a honey trap type of, what was her name, Fang Fang, or whatever the nickname was regarding that. That's been a long time ploy of, you know, quote, bad guys looking to do bad things and gain intelligence on people for hundreds of years. One of the most notable of the last century was Mata Hari and her operations with British intelligence, getting all sorts of stuff. So this is something that isn't new. However, with that said, he should be immediately stricken from any the intelligence activity, immediately have his security clearance seized and secured and taken from whoever the facility security officer is or whoever has the authority to do that. That should be immediate, along with Dianne Feinstein, in my opinion. Now, California has been known to have massive Chinese influence going on over there. Everything from real estate to, if I'm not mistaken, there was some state legislature several years ago who was advocating, you know, anti-gun legislation. It was caught selling illegal guns, and some say it was trafficked or imported by Chinese shipping companies. So I think, you know, this is pervasive, et cetera. But I guess my main point would be I hope people are waking up to seeing the reality of what's going on and taking the scales, removing scales from their eyes, because this is serious. And I also believe, this is my opinion, that the Democrat National Committee several years ago began the feint of calling Russia, 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 because Russia's been doing nothing basically but what they've been doing for the past, you know, 50 years, give or take, regarding Cold War activity of hide and go seek, particularly subsurface, aerial, spatial, geospatial, whatever. It's the same game plan. Meanwhile, the Chinese have infiltrated just about every major shipping organization, every major port, every natural resource and rare earth resource globally. And I've said this before, I believe, Vice President Biden, through his quote-unquote alleged victory, is the belt buckle in their Belt and Road Initiative.
Yep.
The entire world.
China has the money that Russia doesn't.
Exactly, and they also hold several trillion dollars of our debt. So this is, you know, that's where Wall Street comes in. And I guess Ian had touched on that earlier, and you touched on that with Miss Denise earlier regarding Wall Street's infiltration or dealings with Communist Chinese Party. I pray that America wins and not, how should I say, those who say they are American wins, because this is, in my opinion, this is the biggest non-American American election that we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I just want to let you thank you for taking my call. Let me vent a little bit, sir. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays and Semper Fi.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric. And, you're not alone with that thought. Now, Swalwell is trying to shake off this report linking him to the suspected female Chinese spy as the criticism against him is growing. And Tucker Carlson really went after him last night, big time. He said, why is Eric Swalwell still on the House Intel Committee after the Chinese spy revelations? Well, it's true. And with Dianne Feinstein, she had a driver, a Chinese driver, for a number of years, whereas Swalwell had a girlfriend for about a year. And Dianne Feinstein, after several years with a driver, you would think that she would have known something screwy was going on. By the way, the FBI did step in and tell Swalwell about the woman and what they believed was going on. And about that time, she disappeared, went back to China, and that was it. Hasn't been seen from since. Now, some interesting news coming out right now from the state of Missouri. The Attorney General there, Mr. Schmidt, has said he'll lead the effort to support the Texas Supreme Court suit. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, a Georgia County voting tech, other than what we've already heard about, is alleging a disturbing mishandling of ballots in the state of Georgia. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Of course, the Texas AG, the Texas AG is laying out the state's last-ditch election challenges. He said something on Hannity, I do believe, last night. He's got plenty of help, though, to get him through. So we'll see how everything works out. Oh, by the way, the Portland mayor says the cops can use all lawful means to end the occupation of downtown Portland. We'll see what that means and how it works out, because I know what it means to me. Oh, and also, there was a crash of a F-16 fighter jet. Don't know about the status of the pilot, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan last night on a routine training mission. So hopefully the pilot's okay, but we don't know for sure. That's being reported. That happened a little while ago. I got the report on that. And there's a further report here on the Georgia election integrity whistleblower that allegedly witnessed multiple irregularities, who notified officials about everything that was going on. By the way, remember that young lad who the Grinch Santa in the mall told him that he couldn't have a Nerf gun, and he got upset and started crying? Well, Santa found him and brought him a Nerf gun. So, way to go, Santa. Get rid of that Grinch that was in that mall. He ought to be terminated for getting a kid up all upset. Gee whiz. All righty. That takes us through a Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back tonight with a lot more stuff, and I'm telling you, it just doesn't go away. There's plenty more today. Plenty more coming up as more of these lawsuits are going to be emerging. We're hearing that. I'll see you tonight. God.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.